It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Barings head coach Bob McKillop with us. And, Coach, for the second straight night, oh so close, you fall just short. It seemed like so often in that second half, the Cats were just one possession away from taking the lead and just could not break through that wall.
Well, I'm just really proud of our guys. This is two straight nights where we fought back, and, of course, a much bigger deficit tonight early on, and deficit late in the second half yesterday. I mean, we played two terrific teams. You know, Providence came in here very, very angry at being handled by Indiana, and then Indiana gets handled by Texas by 22 points. So we've represented ourselves incredibly well. Our guys have fought and fought and fought. And, you know, I thought Lee had that layup, you know, just as I thought Sam had that three from the right wing yesterday. So, and even that last play, we got great pass from Bates. Sam had a great look at it and just didn't go down.
And, Coach, you mentioned the early deficit, as many as 19 for Providence. You guys, with about 6 minutes to go in the first half, part of a 10-0 run, what changed for you guys to get more of a flow to the offense?
Well, I thought we attacked them in transition. We were kind of on our heels. They stunned us. It was like a boxing match, and you get stunned and knocked to the mat, and we stayed down the mat and hung out on the ropes a little bit. And then all of a sudden we got up off the ropes, off the mat, got to the center ring, and we started slugging. And that started our offensive attack, and the offensive attack got us going and energized our defense, and the defense gets stops, and that creates more offensive energy, and you know, that's what happened.
Coach, it's Justin Parker with 17 seconds left. You're down one. You get the rebound, and you decide to go without a timeout there. Take us through that moment for a minute. You got a good look from Lee.
Well, we had communicated what we were going to do during the foul shot. So they all knew what we were going to do. And it's a play we've run in which Lee gets an alleyway, or Lee gets a handoff from Luka. And he didn't get the handoff, but he got the alleyway before that, and he took it. And I thought he got a great drive to the basket, good size. That thing just rolled, just didn't roll in.
And what about Sam Meninga? He's a guy who's been inserted into the starting lineup. I know you're really pleased with what you see in him in terms of potential. And then here in the tournament, he ends up taking some really big shots. How is this going to affect him and his role going forward?
Well, it's a statement of the coaching and the players' respect for how talented he is. You know, we felt that in that situation at the end, he was the guy that could catch that ball. You may remember maybe 7 years ago, we ran a similar play, and Jordan Barham caught it. And, of course, Jordan Barham's an athlete that is very special. I think Sam has the ability to catch it in traffic. You know, he's big size, great hands, and he did make that. And Bates put the ball right on the money. I mean, Bates put the ball in our secondary's outlet was Kellen, who was running it. You know, we designed it as a football option in which he was going to run it down and out. And Bates was going to throw that on the opposite side of the sideline, and that would only happen if Sam couldn't catch the ball. So we had a dual option there, and it just didn't work out.
Coach, you talked about the physical nature of what you were going to see from Providence tonight. How well did you think you guys matched up physicality-wise against the Friars?
Early on, I think they got the best of us. I think they really got the best of us, and I thought what we did to come back from that big deficit gave us a clear indication of the toughness that we have. Then, of course, we got some key rebounds. Like the end of the first half, we got those two offensive rebounds and a putback big mo to go into the locker room and a four-point deficit. And you realize, we said, it was a four-point deficit, and they banked two shots in from the foul line. Last night they banked the three in from the top of the key. And when it rains, it pours. We just didn't get the couple of breaks that maybe we could have.
And we know in the confines of a tournament, you got to get ready to go three games in 3 days. So you look at the physical component, but how important now is the mental component as well, especially with the way these games played out?
Well, the emotional component is going to be very, very important. We've got to come back and understand that, boy, we've gotten better. you know, think about what we did last night and then what we did tonight and compare that to the way we played against High Point. We have grown in leaps and bounds. So this tournament's been a tremendous expose for us, a tremendous builder for us. So whoever we play, I think it's either going to be Vegas or Alabama. You know, it doesn't get any easier. But that's why you're doing this.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.